Hi guys, the date is Monday, the 18th of March, 2024, and this is poem number 53, and this poem is called Lonesome Trees. So let's talk about it. Sometimes when I look at trees and the trees are in a lonely place, I think they must be lonely. I mean, the average age of a tree is probably 100 years old or more. So, and the thing with trees is they don't really move apart from when the wind blows and it blows their branches and their leaves. So I've always felt sorry for trees because of all the creatures and living things, they can't move. You have animals like birds and insects and fish. They can all move from one place to the other. Whereas a tree, once it's planted, it can't move. And I can't imagine being stuck in the same place for 100 years, or in some cases, some trees can live for 200 years or more. So I do feel sorry for trees, and the only company is when birds land or make nests in their trees, and that is also depending what tree it is. So yeah, I do feel a bit sorry for trees because I know trees can't see us, but they sense that there are other things that can move around and they are stuck in the one place. So yeah, trees, and it can be summer, winter. They sense things are moving around them. They sense that things can land in them, make a nest in them, a home in them, but they themselves can't move. So for that reason, I do feel sorry for trees. So this poem is called Lonesome Trees, and it goes something like this. A gentle breeze and the trees sway. They want to move, but they're here to stay. Summer and winter and all year long, their only company is a sweet bird song. So yeah, they don't get many visitors really, trees. And talking about trees, there are lots of people who talk about who talk to trees. And there are some people that are called tree huggers, where they talk to trees and the trees kind of know that they're being talked to and they respond by becoming more healthy. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but yeah, there's lots and lots of people that are tree huggers, and there are lots of people that talk to trees because they believe that trees can listen to us and can respond to our talking to him. So yeah, guys, lonesome trees. I always feel sorry for trees because they can't move from ever spot they are planted. They are there forever until they die. So yeah, guys, whenever you see a tree that's in a lonely spot, you know, give them a thought and say, yep, lonesome trees who can't move. So anyway, guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.